Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, from Stuttgart, Germany, to Santiago, Chile, Des Moines, Iowa, to Hollywood, California. We are the Tastemakers.
Welcome back. It's been a few weeks since the Harris Brothers have been here live.
It has, Mark. I think it's been probably about 4 weeks, maybe five.
Traveling,
attending events, yeah. So forth and what have you. Now, all of a sudden, we're stuck in the middle of a nightmarish
heat wave. Yeah, but it's good to be back in the office.
Good to be back in the office, and we have two guests joining us today. We're going to jump right into that momentarily. The show today is being sponsored and brought to you by FitFlips. So I just want to give a quick rundown on FitFlips. That's FitLips, actually. Did I say FitFlips?
You did say FitFlips, but it's a tongue twister.
It is. You know? FitLips. F-I-T. It's www.fitlips.com. FitLips is 100% natural lip products available in tins and biodegradable tubes. The jojoba, grape seed, and hemp seed, along with raspberry seed oils, are all natural SPF ingredients, including all of their items. Wow. The natural beeswax lip balm can also be used on cuticles and other dry skin patches. These petroleum-free lip balms, you're right, Mark, real tricky.
Yep.
Free lip balms and lipsticks are paraben-free, as well as wheat and gluten-free. They're made in Canada, and you can find them at www.fitlips.com, fitlips.com.
Boy, I remember the old days when lip balms weren't so complicated. There was chapstick, and that was it. Now you've got all these fancy gourmet flavors and tastes and everything. It's incredible.
It is crazy. And if you get down to the aisle at Walmart or Target or whatever, there's like 20 or 30 different brands.
Did you give the website?
I did.
Okay.
Twice.
Good. So, well, welcome as our new sponsor. Thanks for being on board.
Say the title again, Mark. The name of the company?
Yes.
FitLips.com.
Yeah, good. I didn't want to mess it up.
Happy Tuesday, everybody, even though it seems like a Monday. And I thought, yep. I hope everybody had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. I know we did. Lots going on. And anyhow, let's welcome our first of two guests today.
Our esteemed guest. And I'll say this esteemed because I think anybody who carries the MD credit to their name is esteemed. You know, you look higher to these guys.
You know, in fact, correct as you say that, Mark, I think I refer to our doctor as Jason rather than referring to him as doctor.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, I was thinking about this too. I think the doctors have always earned that respect that you referred them as doctor.
Yep.
Just like the conductors of the symphonies, they're maestros.
How about a professor? Like, how about coach?
Well, doctor, coach, but right. Anyway, and then also going back to matadors.
Yeah.
Bullfighters, you refer to them as matadors. So anyhow, a long way around our introduction to Dr. Jason Emer.
So that being said, Jason, should we refer to you as doctor or Jason moving forward with our relationship?
You know, it's funny you said that because I try and develop a relationship with my patients, and most of them come in talking and saying that Jason to me, and I actually don't mind it.
That's good.
Well, that is good. Okay. So that gives a more of a close bonding relationship with you and your client.
Yeah, I like things more long term than just short.
Dr. Jason Emer. I know I asked you this before. It's Emer or Emer?
It's Emer, but most people do call me Emer.
Okay.
My first license plate was EEEMER.
Well, doctor, let's start off before we forget. I know it'll come later, but why don't you share with our listeners today your website?
Yeah, it's jasonemermd.com or spaldingplasticsurgery.com.
And doctor could also be reached if you would like to get a hold of his office to schedule an appointment. His office phone number is 310-275-2467, and he is in beautiful downtown Beverly Hills.
Say that again, Mark.
Beautiful downtown Beverly Hills.
It's got a certain ring to it.
Now, doctor, I've got to ask you this one question because this is something I've heard over the years from a couple different parties. In my opinion, and this is where I've heard of where the center, I guess, is for plastic surgery in the world. I've been told Beverly Hills, I've been told Miami, and I've been told Rio de Janeiro. Is there any center of the universe when it comes to plastic surgery?
I think you pretty much hit it. You know, Colombia and Brazil are pretty extensive when it comes to body surgery, but Beverly Hills, I would say, has the most concentrated number of cosmetic and plastic surgeons, and people fly from all over the world to see expertise here.
Yep.
Whether it's, you know, first time procedure or one that needs to be fixed.
Sounds good. I mean, I know myself personally, if I was in a position to get plastic surgery done, and I think every major city's got it, San Diego, Phoenix, you know, Chicago. But if I'm looking for plastic surgery, I'm thinking the direction I'm going is right there in Beverly Hills, because I think, again, it's got the reputation of being the center of the universe for plastic surgery, and you have the best surgeons there and best doctors there.
That's a fact. So, doctor, why don't you start off the show by telling us a little bit about your company?
Practice. Although it is a business.
It's a
company, but you want to say practice.
That's right. It didn't sound right when I said company.
No, it did.
Especially, that's like home. Yeah. So that being said.
Even though it's huge. I mean, it's a business.
It's a business. Yeah. It's a mega billion-dollar
respectful, we'll say his practice.
But why don't we start off with a little bit about history about yourself, how you got involved with this industry, and go forward from there.
Yeah, when I had always wanted to be a doctor, and when I first started, I was really interested in reconstructive surgery and fixing bad jobs, you know, things where there was maybe no option for people, and I wanted to be the one that could give them some sort of option. And so I went into medicine, decided to go into dermatology, and did two fellowships after dermatology in both plastic surgery and skin cancer surgery. And so now I specialize in plastic surgery of the body, including liposuction. I do body sculpting for people that want a six-pack or are looking for a larger buttock. I take fat from different areas of the body and inject it into muscles like the chest and shoulders to give a natural appearing defined muscle or body shape. And then also the other part of my practice is lasers. I specialize in all different types of laser treatments, and I'm constantly seeing people that are not going to physicians or not going to well-trained staff that's causing burns or scars, and I'm trying to fix those things with the newest technologies. I work with companies to develop new lasers. I run clinical trials, and so there's a big component of my practice that's both surgical and non-surgical.
Yeah, I see that you. I've got down here three things: dermatologist, medical research, and plastic surgery. Is there any one that's a priority to you in any of these three categories here?
It's hard to say because I love pretty much everything. I think my biggest passion is liposuction and body surgery. I like taking fit, athletic people and sculpting them.
You know. Now, when you say body surgery, what exactly do you mean by body surgery?
So I primarily do liposuction. I have partners that do skin removal. So if somebody comes in, they have just like a localized...
Quick thing, doctor. When you say skin removal, is this something that's done, for instance, if you're overweight and you lose a lot of weight, or liposuction, then you've got all that extra flab. Mm-hmm. So that's also the skin removal.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So if somebody had lost a ton of weight, and then we use liposuction to shape their body and they have some excess skin, we'd have my partner, who's a plastic surgeon, would come in and actually remove that skin and get rid of that looseness that's there.
Okay.
After you lose weight. We have some people that are just a little overweight, and liposuction alone is enough to give them a tight body and reshape the muscle that's underneath.
Okay.
So it depends.
Very complex business, if you ask me.
Yeah. Did you have, I mean, coming out of college as you're entering medical school, did you already know this is the field you wanted to go into, or was it, I don't want to say last minute, or did you grow up knowing that this is the area you want to be specializing in?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I had wanted to do nasal reconstruction, and I worked with somebody for 4 years when I was in medical school, and there was a
nasal
little,
reconstruction.
Yeah, and fixing bad
sure.
nose jobs, or if anyone had trauma or an accident in their face, and being able to restructure the face. And then I realized after a little bit of time that wasn't what I wanted to do, but I was very good with my hands and doing stitches and suturing, and I could see the face in a different
stitching
dimension.
Stitching and suturing.
Yeah, stitching up, you know, wounds and
yeah.
lacerations and cuts and after trauma. And then I decided, you know, this part of dermatology where you can do skin cancer surgery, or you can do facelifts, or you can do fillers and other things to restructure and revolumize the face, I wanted to get into, and realized I was really good at that.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you.
Now let me ask, with the popularity of certain reality shows like Botched mm-hmm. and other shows in the past like Nip Tuck, and I'm sure there's other ones as well, has that increased the popularity of your industry? I mean, I don't think you needed any type of show
well,
to do that.
Well, you know what?
But
like, for instance, you mentioned Nip Tuck. It really glamorized the
right.
world of plastic
made
surgeons.
Me want to go out and become
I don't know if you've seen the show.
I saw every episode.
FX, it's to the extreme. For being TV, I think they
yeah.
pushed the envelope. But they made it seem very glamorous
yeah,
and
sure
exciting.
Did. Especially with Christian.
And fun. Yeah, boy, who didn't want to be him? If you weren't a plastic surgeon, when you see Nip Tuck, you wanted not only to be a plastic surgeon, but you wanted to be him.
Now, take away all the bad that was in that show, and you know, Christian was kind of on the bad side. Did it cover the show pretty closely?
You know, it was over emphasized for drama, but the procedures themselves, the situations are real. I mean, mm-hmm. I have patients that come and ask all the time for strange things, things you would never think of, like fixing wrinkles on their elbows or, you know, genital changes or, like we're talking about this muscular enlargement, fixing muscles and enlargement of certain areas of their body that's just different, you know, and that was glamorized on there.
Yeah.
And that's a real thing.
I mean,
people didn't make that up. That's because I believe there are people that want those things that just were afraid to probably talk about it or bring it up, and ever since then that popularity has increased, and not only just the people walking into their physicians online, you know, people are posting on these websites like realself.com where they show pictures of themselves and ask doctors what would you do or what could I do to change these things about me, and they have become extremely popular, hundreds of thousands of views and posts per day on those sites. And so now they see shows like that, and what the trend is now is that people are almost have no problem saying what it is that they want, and even taking pictures when they're in the office with the doctors, just documenting everything they're having done, because the trend has been, instead of hiding in your house and pretending you haven't had surgery, to now being able to show the whole world that you're doing these things preventatively or changing because it's become popular.
Yeah. Seems like nowadays anything that can be done, or anything that anybody has requested. Has anybody made any special type of weird, awkward, crazy type of request for you?
You know, I get a lot of penile enlargement.
Is that possible?
It's a very big thing. You know, in the U.S., it's not that safe to do some of the injections that people want to do.
That sounds so tender.
In other countries, there are people that do. And I'll tell you, I see the bad results of that and trying to fix it. So typically, I won't do that. But you know, I see a lot of body requests. So men that want bigger buttocks or chests or defined muscles where we're trying to etch out lines.
Oh, that's like that one
on that botched episode.
Yeah, I forgot what his name was, but he's got the body that makes him look like he's works out every day.
But he doesn't.
He says, I don't work out whatsoever. Yeah. He's had it all done professionally, which is kind of crazy, but cool at the same time, because even if you have that all surgically done, you still got to do something. Is that still going to hold up? I mean,
well, so you know, he has implants, and those implants are put under or in the muscle, and so even if the body sags or ages, those stay in that same place.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah, what I do is fat transfer. If you have it, I take fat from certain areas in the body and inject it into the muscle, and that integrates with the muscle. So as people exercise or age, it stays there. It's natural completely.
What is the most popular procedure done today? I kind of have an idea.
There's probably several, but I'm sure there's probably the main ones.
So surgically, probably nasal surgery and liposuction.
Okay.
For lasers, it's really hair removal and anti-aging, so wrinkles and sunspots. And, you know, I have a lot of younger people coming in asking for pore reduction, complexion improvement, acne treatments.
A little bit of everything.
And speaking, you just mentioned laser. I'm not sure if this falls in yours, but do you do tattoo removals as well?
We do.
That's in your category?
It covers everything over
here. Boy, you definitely cover the gamut.
Doctor, share with me the Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah.
Exactly what is that?
I sure like how that sounds.
Because I know it's been pretty popular. I've been hearing that a lot lately.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of the biggest procedures I do. I do probably 4 to 6 of those a week. I do a lot of liposuction.
4 to 6 a week.
And, you know, those take sometimes 4 or 5 hours to do,
wow,
depending on what you're doing or fixing somebody. But what that entails is liposuction of certain areas of the body to make the hip and waist look really small, but make the buttock look much larger.
Huh.
And there's some, you know, discrepancies between doctors and what they'll do. In Miami, there's a different Brazilian butt lift look than I feel like there is in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
You know, you're getting the more over-accentuated, extremely large buttock with a really small waist, more common in Latina, South America patients. And up here, what I'm trying to do is make it more of a natural result. You know, you bring down the waist a little bit and fix the buttock to give it a more round and lifted, contoured, voluptuous look, not something that's overdone.
Sure.
And that's why, you know, Kim Kardashian and some of these other, Nicki Minaj and other people whose buttocks are really focused on TV and in media, they're in clothes you can even see how big the buttock is compared to the waist.
Yeah.
I try and do something in between. I don't like unnatural looks, but I want something that's going to look good long term.
Are these primarily for women, or do men get these done as well?
So that's the interesting thing. I'm a little younger, you know, in my demographic, I'm probably one of the more dermatologic surgeons that treat men. 50% of my practice is men. So I have a lot of men that do come in.
Things are changing.
wanting buttock augmentation. Mm. More than you think, I do a lot of fat to the buttock and reshaping of that whole area, giving them a six-pack, injecting fat into calves, giving the calf muscle more of appearance, and obviously other areas too. But it's definitely increasing for sure in male buttock.
And do you find in this day and age the client is getting younger?
Yeah, I will. You know, and that's, I think, a lot related to the social media.
Right.
You know, when I came here, I didn't have a website. I didn't have really anything. I was starting from scratch, and the only thing that was easy to sort of show off some of the things that I did, you know, get some attention, was creating a YouTube channel, showing the videos that I did in surgery, posting those before and after photos on Instagram and Facebook. And I think that if you look at the data on that, it's younger. A lot of younger patients are using it. A lot of people are using that, and they're not just, it's not just word of mouth anymore. They're looking to see what is the reputation of the doctor, but also the pictures and the techniques. And if they see a picture like that, that's great result, they want to come in.
Yeah. Sure.
And so, and then also is preventative treatments. You know, they see their parents having to undergo these big cosmetic surgeries in the past that were dramatic changes, and they're thinking, well, I'd rather do a couple things now so that I don't have to go through all of that. I don't have to look like that in the future. And they're coming in at, you know, 20s, you know, to me for laser treatments, for something called microneedling, where you needle the skin and it causes collagen production over time, improves the pores and the wrinkles, skin care, and even lipo.
Wow. Do you, now that being said, do you ever turn anybody away because they're too young? I mean, I would assume you have to be at least 18, correct?
Yeah, you have to be 18 unless you're younger than that. Now, I think nasal, there's a lot of people that do get nose jobs or nasal reconstruction when they're a little bit younger, and that's you know, very common in certain cultures and different groups. Parents would have to give consent for that.
Mm-hmm.
I do have younger patients that come in for liposuction, specifically for abnormally large hips, and some younger patients. And sometimes they actually have more of a genetic or hormonal condition that's causing that, and we can improve both the internal by sending to an anti-aging physician or endocrinologist, but also then reshaping them with a lipo, and then it doesn't come back.
Wow. That's, boy, that's too much. Yeah, you touched base early on about the social media world. Now, why don't you share with our listeners what social media you're involved in, if you have your links, that
addresses,
we can get
and so forth.
So my Instagram is at Jason Emmer, MD. It's E-M-E-R-M-D. My Facebook is Jason Emmer, MD. I use Twitter. We have a significant following on Facebook, which is, like I said, the Jason Emmer MD. And what's great is when I post on them, they pretty much connect to all. So
right.
we do different hashtags depending on what the procedures are. And, you know, what I try and do on that is I don't like to sell anything. I want people to, you know, there's a lot of plastic surgeons here, they all do the same thing, or a lot of dermatologists do the same thing. What I'm trying to do is sell the philosophy and sell my long-term relationship with patients. I have expertise, innovation, I'm unique, and I want people to go to somebody like that long-term, you know, not the Botox for $10 special. You want to go to somebody that looks at you and thinks, oh, you know, your eyebrows are a little low. If I put Botox there, you're going to look like you're 50 years older. And so I won't even do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I have tons of men that come in with very low eyebrows who went to somebody else afterwards and their eyelids fell onto their eye afterwards because their forehead can't move anymore and
wow.
lift their eyebrows. I just won't treat them. You want to go to somebody you trust, will make you look good, will understand your goals, you know, develops that relationship with you, and not just gives you a special for procedure. So if you look online at anything of mine, I don't sell any procedure. I show before and after results. I show me educating, me doing procedures in the office, talking about the innovations, the new things that are out there, because too many people are stuck in their old ways and they're not, you know, really working with companies to develop the newer procedures and things that are going to get better results long term. And so that's pretty much what I do. And I think that social media is a really good way to do that, because people now, doesn't matter how much money you have, what age you are, people are looking on Yelp, they're looking on
right.
RealSelf.com, they're looking on Facebook, they want to see,
yep.
you know, what's the best restaurant, what's the best cosmetic dentist, what's the best skincare person. They
welcome
really
to
do.
The 21st century, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that's remarkable.
This is true. And now, do you specifically yourself have a favorite procedure that you enjoy doing?
Yeah, mine is liposuction.
Liposuction.
Yeah.
Now, that's where they stick that big needle thing in you and they just suck the living daylights out of you, right?
So I try not to tell people that because
yeah.
that's what scares them. But in the old days when people would watch all these videos of it, it was a very large cannula. They're talking about weeks of downtime, all this bruising. I mean, even in the old days, they used to transfuse blood before they would do a treatment because people lose it. Now, I honestly, the next day, my patients are up and out. I have patients that travel to me from New York, from all over the world, Australia. Last week I had Dubai, everywhere. And the next day they're on a rodeo shopping and eating because the technologies that we have now and the ones that I have that not there's only a few I feel like here in this area have are so gentle. You know, you can treat the area and in the next day have very little bruising, very little pain. My patients, I give them pain medicines. They text me and say, I can't even believe it. I only need Tylenol, if anything.
Wow.
And I feel fine.
Now, the majority of the lipo that you do, is that basically from the stomach area or do you get it from the butt?
So that's a great question. So I think that a lot of people are focused on localized areas. But when people come to see me, I have them take their entire clothes off. I look at the whole body and I say, what is it that's going to make you symmetrical? You know, men that carry in the stomach, it all the way goes all the way around the back. You know,
women, tire.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't just treat the stomach. You have to go all the way around. So I'm doing what I call 360-degree lipo or 4D. What I'm doing is I'm treating the entire stomach all the way around, up the whole back, sometimes even into the arms to tighten the whole back so it pulls the stomach backward and you get a much better appearance.
How long does a procedure like that normally take?
You know, a localized area can be an hour or two.
Okay. What is the longest procedure that you do?
Yeah, 6 hours usually.
Because I remember on NipTuck, it seems like some of those procedures they were doing, they were like heart surgeons and brain surgeons.
Oh, yeah.
The way the
let me get back to the liposuction here because this is something that I'm fascinated with.
That's where I thought you were going.
Well, yeah, because I'm just curious because now any type of surgery practice has involved some type of risk. Mm-hmm. The lipo, you're out cold.
That's the one thing that separates me than most people. I typically don't put people to sleep.
Okay.
And the reason I don't need to do that is I use a local solution in the area that numbs the whole area and so people can be awake.
Wow. Is this a new procedure? Is this new?
No, there was somebody in the 80s that started doing it, sort of went out of fashion. Most plastic surgeons want to put people to sleep because it's just easier. They can move people around, do things really fast. I kind of like having people be able to move their muscles, squeeze, and go into different like positions so that I can get a better result and a better outcome. The other thing, too, is general anesthesia has risks, and it also makes people feel really sick. It takes you a few days before all that is out of your system to even feel normal. My patients that do this, you know, there's very minimal pain, if anything at all. I give a little bit of anxiety medicine before, and then the next day they feel totally fine. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to worry about the post-anesthesia stuff. I don't have to worry about them feeling really bad, which also I think impairs the healing, you know. And I get much less bruising that way.
Great. Another odd question when it comes to that. You know, when you suck the living guts out of everybody.
I know where you're going with this.
It's body waste, I guess you call that. What happens to this stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's great. I would like to try and isolate the stem cells from all of that and be able to use that in some way or be able to use the fat for other people that don't have the fat that want to transfer.
So you could suck it back into them or reuse.
I would love to, but the problem is right now is fat is like an organ. You can only transfer to yourself. You can't transfer to another person because it won't work. You can either spread an infection or or a disease or it can just dissolve.
That's a good point.
Whereas if we can find a way to do that, I mean, there are so many people have very skinny that want bigger buttocks, don't want an implant, or don't want surgery, they would love to do that. You know, these fat harvesting centers is what I was thinking about.
Fat harvesting centers.
Can you imagine? But now what we do is there's a company that takes that and degrades of it. I think they actually burn it, to be honest.
Wow. I mean, this whole subject, plastic surgery, is just fascinating, if you ask me. How long has plastic surgery been out there, more or less, that we know of today?
Yeah, I would say, I think from the early 90s, non-invasive things started to become extremely popular with Botox injections and collagen. And then as fillers and other fillers, which are used, injectable medicines that are used to fill wrinkles or when people age, their face sags, it helps plump it up. Those things became popular. Then lasers started coming out because people didn't want a lot of downtime from peels or other skincare that causes the face to be very irritated. Has become very popularized from the 90s into the 2000s. And I say from 2000 on, 2000 two or three on has now been really the age of, I almost call it, you know, non-invasive surgical procedures, because everybody is interested in doing something. I mean, there is not a day that goes by that I don't have somebody ask me about a laser, some sort of filler, some sort of peel, what they can do for sun prevention. All this education on skin and aging is becoming so popular that it's almost like plastic surgery isn't really a big deal anymore, you know, and the surgeries are becoming much less.
Seems almost science fiction with all the stuff you could do nowadays, and that's all the stuff that's available to people. You could pretty much change your appearance.
That's the thing that's scary, you know, around here especially. The reason I came here is I really wanted to make a difference in how you perceive aging as we get older. So you want people to look a natural version of their age.
Right.
And we have the ability to make people look 20, 30 years younger. It doesn't fit. You have a lady that comes in who's 80 with the cheeks of someone that's 20. That doesn't look great.
Right.
You know? And so I'm trying to sort of popularize the idea that, you know, natural aging, just enhancements, you know, if you're 80, looking 40 isn't going to look real. It's going to look
ridiculous.
Alien-like, you know, and it just will change people's faces. So we don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are just—they just want too much.
Yeah,
you know, like that one woman that was on Nip Tuck. She
or that couple of those guys on Botch. They just keep on getting. But anyhow, I think we're running out of time right now. So, Doctor, once again, why don't you share with our listeners your website?
It's jasonemmermd.com or spaldingplasticsurgery.com.
And your phone number?
It's 310-275-2467. We actually film Botch in our office.
Oh, is that right?
Fantastic.
Wow. Well, next time we're in Beverly Hills, we've got to float around there to see if we can.
We're dropping in. The people on, if you'd like.
You could count on that. We'll be in.
So your phone number is 310-275-2467. Dr. Emer's office is in the Beverly Hills area, which is, I guess, really the center of the universe when it comes to plastic surgery. You know what? There's so much to go over and discuss in the world of plastic surgery. You know, the brief time that we've had with Dr.
We'll bring the doctor back.
Yeah, so if you don't mind, Doctor, we'd like to have you on another time down the road so we could go into more detail on the world of plastic
it's
surgery.
Definitely intriguing, interesting, and I know you really are into that.
Well,
sure.
I've always been fascinated by the plastic surgery, and you know, I just, you know, and my wife is always asking about lipo.
Boy.
So I want to get some details on that whole lipo thing, because I said, you know what, no matter how easy it seems, there's always some risk when it comes to that, and I've never been one to let her to go that far to get that done, because I just I don't know, any type of surgery seems
Well, anything elective is risky. But you just want to go to somebody with experience, and that, you know, if something were to happen, you know, we'll be there for you.
Yeah.
Can fix it and make it right. So,
well, Doctor, well, thanks for coming into the studio today. It was a pleasure meeting you, pleasure discussing your business, and we look forward to having you in another time.
And we'll see you next Tuesday at
the WOW Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite Pre-Emmy Week on Rodeo Drive.
That'd be fantastic.
Which is just a couple blocks from, I guess, from where your office
right
is, your practice is.
Exactly.
So,
thank you.
Well, thanks for coming by.
And I'm going to head out to get our other guests.
Well, then I will continue with the show. Thanks so much
for
coming in, Doctor.
Thank you.
Well, wasn't that great? I guess this was our first plastic surgeon that we've had. We've had LASIK surgeons. We've had other surgeons in the studio. But this is the first time we've had a plastic surgeon, which I think is fascinating in this day and age, that to get plastic surgery done. But anyhow, at this moment, I want to do a quick shout-out to Blake Harris. Blake is out there churning and burning him today. So, Blake, go at it. Keep going strong. And thanks for listening. And on that note, the Harris Brothers return tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time on your A&E networks in an episode of Storage Wars. So it's been a few weeks. Maybe about 3 or 4 weeks since we last appeared on A&E. So if you're home and you've got nothing happening tonight at 7 p.m., we are on A&E, 7 p.m. Storage Wars. It's a good episode tonight. It's Oysters on the Half Shell, which is one of our better ones. But we leave our one of our first guests here, Dr. Jason Emer, and we have another guest. This is the first, I think, two guests in 1 hour.
Monica, you know, help me with your last name.
Hershaft.
Hershaft.
Hershaft?
Not that difficult. Not that difficult.
Oh, we want to make. We want to get it all right.
I don't want to screw my name.
No, that's a tough way to start the show here.
That's why I want to make sure she was going to. I know we've done that before in the past with other people, and you don't want to drop the ball with their name.
No.
You know, but then again, also like my name is Matt. How often would if somebody was to introduce themselves to me and they call me Mike? If they call me Mike three times in one evening, at what point do you say, "Excuse me, my name is really Matt"?
I think right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Okay. Well, yeah, Monica, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Man, why don't you start off by sharing with us Monica's website?
Well, I'm going to ask Monica to do that. Monica, okay. Why don't you give us your website, the name of your company or wellness
center,
spa, or whatever you want to call it, with your website and your phone number and your address, actually.
Okay.
So let's get that out of the way before we even start so we don't forget it down the road.
Okay, sounds good. So the name of my company is MLH Wellness, and our website is www.mlhwellness.com. The phone number is 310-425-3045, and we're located near Crescent Heights and Wilshire.
The great
address,
location.
That's a good address. Yeah, that's
Miracle
a good address.
Mile.
Yeah, the Miracle Mile.
And the address is 6404 Wilshire Boulevard, and we're in Suite 845. So if you call and you're interested in coming in after you hear this, then you just got to call and make an appointment.
Fantastic.
Do we go over the phone number?
Did we give
310-425-3045.
Fantastic. So, Monica, thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you.
And let's start off with, I guess, the most important thing is, what is MLH Wellness, and what exactly is it that you do?
Well, MLH Wellness is a holistic health and nutrition center that I opened in 2008. And what we do there is we actually create a detailed, custom-designed holistic nutrition program. And the program is tailored to your specific body to help handle many common health issues.
And what would be many of the health issues that people would come to you to resolve? I mean, I know when you say holistic, the first thing I think is some kind of...
Well, why don't we get a definition of holistic in the world of wellness, exactly what that encompasses.
Okay.
And actually, is holistic basically known as wellness? If you mention holistic, is it wellness? I'm thinking herbal...
Layman terms.
Yeah.
Layman terms here.
Mark and I are both not really...
Into wellness.
Into wellness. Well,
let alone holistic wellness. That's why I want to get a
Does
definition.
Does holistic go with wellness like wellness goes with holistic?
I would say so, yeah.
Please expand.
Okay. Yeah, most people consider wellness holistic health and vice versa. But holistic basically encompasses the whole body, the whole person. And if you think of it as your health is looked at as the whole package, as opposed to, oh, I'm having this symptom and that means that my thyroid needs to be put on this medication to force it to do something that it's not doing. In holistic, we look at the whole body and say, why is the thyroid doing that? Is it because of something over here in the liver and that's affecting the thyroid? So we really look at the whole body to get the answers, as opposed to just trying to attack where it looks like the problem is. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does, but it does seem complicated. Layman.
Yeah, we're both green in that area. In fact, just prior to you coming on, we just had a plastic surgeon on here. Mm. And I guess, though we've never had or used plastic surgery, we were both very familiar with procedures.
Well, we've seen botched and nip-tucked.
Who hasn't?
Right, exactly. And, of course, it was his favorite show, wasn't it, Mark? Both of them were his, favorite shows?
Of course, it makes sense. If you're a plastic surgeon.
Now, that being said, is there a show or
is there any reality
show about wellness?
You know, there
wellness?
Isn't and there should be. And that's what I'd
Give
like
it
to
time.
See happen.
Give it
It's coming.
Well, you know, how it's starting to happen is if you look at some of the Housewives shows on Bravo.
Yes. We'll have a couple of those at the lounge next week, by the
good.
Way.
Good. Yeah.
Just so you know.
There's several of the housewives that are the West Coast housewives on Orange County and on Beverly Hills are seeing holistic practitioners for their health issues. So they actually are showing it on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, at least we're headed that direction.
We're getting there.
Yeah,
I'm
we're getting
ready.
There. Okay.
I'm so ready for the show.
Is there like a
Well, maybe one, maybe next week on Tuesday at our suite, one of the producers that are coming in, you could pitch the show to
I'm
them.
I'm ready.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. Good luck pitching. We do a lot of that ourselves. Now, is there a special, I don't want to say procedure, is there, what is
service?
Like, your number one service that
you would provide?
Yes. It's basically a program. And so the way the program works is people come in and you know, let's say they're dealing with some symptoms. And they've been to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, I'm not finding anything wrong with you. It's just something you have to live with, or it's in your head, or you need to just take
something. Oh, it's something you could live with.
Oh, how many times have
it's
I heard
in your
that?
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And so that's when it's really good for people to look into the holistic approach, because what we do, for example, at our office is we take a look at the underlying reasons for why those symptoms might be happening. So we can do it with a non-invasive type of test called applied kinesiology, which is also known as muscle testing. And basically, we push on your extended arm while we're touching another acupuncture point for applying pressure to that point. Like, let's say it's your liver and we push against your liver. If the arm goes weak, then we know that there's a problem in there, and then we can determine what that is and help support it with the right supplementation.
Wow. So what health issues can you assist with?
Well, there's a lot of different types of health issues, from simple things like digestion, bloat, insomnia, headaches, hormone balancing, and then even diagnosed conditions like autoimmune conditions like Hashimoto's or even diabetes.
Hashimoto's.
IBS.
What's Hashimoto's? Sounds like a city
in
Japan.
Japanese oriented, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Sounds like a city in Japan.
It's actually when the body is attacking the thyroid.
I got a case of Hashimoto's. Can you help me?
Now, do you have to have some sort of medical degree?
Are you an MD
in this?
No, this is not medical. It's,
okay.
It's just holistic. And in California, they have a law called the Health Freedom Act that allows practitioners to practice without being accused of practicing medicine, as long as we don't treat or diagnose a specific condition.
Okay.
Or, you know, we don't make any promises to cure something, and we're not invading the body.
Something I'm thinking of all of a sudden here is only because I'm a huge Seinfeld fan. There was an episode in the early couple seasons.
Boy.
I'm sure if you're familiar with that.
No.
Where George needed to get some sort of surgery done, but,
but
Kramer told him to go to this holistic guy, and you put this thing over your head and drink this juice or something.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, because now when you started talking about holistic, I'm thinking that was a holistic type of...
It was a sitcom.
Yes.
It wasn't real.
Right.
So you've been in this industry since 2008, I believe you said?
Yeah.
Have you seen in the last 7 years, have things developed, business increased?
Leaps and bounds?
Well,
right.
As far as what you offer, what people are looking for, mm-hmm. how you help them, has business like increased over the course of the last 7 years? Are we like gravitating to a wide open, like the plastic surgery in the last 7 years, how it's exploded?
Yes. And there's two things I've noticed in terms of a phenomenon in the last 7 or 8 years. First of all, I only had 10% men coming in the beginning, and now it's almost 50%.
Wow.
So more men are getting into
because
it.
Because the men, they look at it like, it's only a broken arm. I don't have
right.
to worry about that. Or it's a headache I've had for 6 months. No big
right.
deal.
But now they're getting to the point where they're not functioning as well. And especially if certain areas down below don't work as well, that'll bring a man in to try to get it fixed.
No,
this
kidding.
Is, this is a potential... potential alternative
yes.
to surgery or any...
I can't speak to surgery because
okay.
that would be medically diagnosing.
Okay.
But as opposed to maybe taking pills to address issues that aren't working as well as you want them to.
Okay.
So what, you just suggest what they... I mean, how would you help in that department?
That or, specific department?
I mean, what can you...
Basically, for any department that I see... someone coming in for, it's unique to that person's body. So let's say we'll just use impotence since that's where we're going here. Let's say two people come in with performance issues. They will get two different programs because the underlying problem that's causing that interference will be different for two different people. So for this person, they may have an overgrowth of fungus, and I know that sounds disgusting, but everyone has it.
Yeah.
Or they might have, you know, too much toxicity that's affecting the pituitary, and that's affecting the prostate. And
wow.
so that's why we
yeah,
it's very unique to the person's body. It's not – we don't go after the symptom of
sure.
the performance issue. We go after what's interfering with that function.
You mentioned earlier acupuncture. Is that something that you do too?
No, we don't do acupuncture,
okay.
but we use a lot of those points to apply pressure to the corresponding organ to determine what areas have weakness or stress.
Okay.
Now, how would you apply this system in what you do? Earlier you mentioned insomnia. What would you do to help out an individual with insomnia?
Same kind of concept. It's not the symptom that we go after. We look at what areas are stressed in the body and how to put that body back into balance. It's a combination of supplementation that's specific to that person's body and dietary changes. And so, for example, if it's an overgrowth of bacteria and maybe they have heavy metal toxicity and that's interfering with the body working properly, once we correct that and help remove that interference, the body can self-correct and repair, and then the sleep issues get handled as a result. So two different people with insomnia will get two different programs.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Boy, this has definitely been an educational
yeah.
Morning
good.
Without a doubt.
Oh, Matt, did you want to do a quick shout-out
yeah.
to our sponsor
yeah.
for today's show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Special thanks to FitFlip. Once again, www.fitlips.com. FitLips for all your natural lip products. Available in tins and biodegradable tubes. You can get them at, again, www.fitlips.com. FitLips. Get out there and order some today.
Yes, I can go for some. My lips are always getting dry, especially with this heat that
we've
got.
Well, maybe you need to come in.
Maybe you need to, yeah.
Right. Now, speaking of that, do you have any people that come in with, I guess you cover a wide spectrum and broad horizon of anything. Is
yeah.
that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you say is probably the number one reason somebody's coming to see you today?
I'd say there's two main reasons. One is digestion and food allergies, food sensitivities, or even allergies in general, because we're really good at helping get rid of that. And the other would be hormone balancing, you know, whether it's for men or women and they're just having issues. And combined with that is we see people coming in for fatigue, brain fog, that sort of thing.
Brain
fog? Did you say brain
yeah.
fog? Please
you walk in a room, can't remember why. Your keys are in the refrigerator.
Oh, boy. I don't want to share that with
I
my
got
kids.
Brain fog.
You got brain fog. You got more than brain
fog. I
didn't
know it was
fog.
Called brain
That's
fog,
sure.
but I've got to write
Taking
that down.
You're driving. You can't remember where you're going.
I'm not even going to bring that up at home, or else I'm not going to hear the end of it. Brain That's fog. For sure. Brain fog.
Wow.
So now, is your industry extremely competitive? Or are you like an ice? People, are you competing with so many more people in your industry? Or are you like, you know, one out of...
Yeah, that's a good question. There's so many different holistic techniques, and what I love about that is there's so many different options out there that you can look into before resorting to needing to take medication or prescriptions. The technique that I specifically do, there's only about 350 in the country that have the advanced clinical training, so it's not as easy to find as some of the other techniques, but... It's not as competitive as maybe a medical doctor would be, but it's definitely growing.
Are the services that you provide over here in this industry, is this something that's covered by insurance?
That's a really good question. It is not covered by insurance because it falls under the category of nutrition.
Okay.
And that's just not covered. And funnily enough, and I've even worked with medical doctors as clients, they just don't get the nutrition training that's needed to really educate people as to how they should be eating to keep their health handled.
Okay. Does everybody currently get the same program that comes into your office for different services? Are they all getting the same program?
No, everybody gets a specific special program tailored for their body that's unique to their body.
Do you have a certain procedure or program? I say procedure. You don't do procedures,
no.
correct? Right. Program.
Yeah.
Do you have a certain program that you enjoy doing, that you like the best?
Well, it's just one program that we offer at the office, and mm-hmm. so we find out what that program would be, and the program consists of a combination of supplementation and dietary recommendations. So every week when they come in, we review their food log and go over some changes they can make, and we make the changes slowly so that the body can adjust and adapt. And the purpose of the program is to help remove what's interfering with normal function so the body can get back into its original state and do its job properly, and it helps restore immune function.
So does the whole program start out with a consultation? Let's just say mm-hmm. I'm not sleeping good for the last 2 years.
Right.
And I come to you and I say, Monica, I says, boy, I can't sleep. We sit down and you share with me what the program would be, the cost, the length of time, and so forth.
Yeah.
So it starts off there with a consultation.
Right. So basically you'll fill out paperwork ahead of time that we go over together with your history and what you've been through in the past. And then we do an exam, which is the muscle testing exam that I described earlier, to determine what areas have interference and what supplements would correct that. Then we actually send you home with homework based on what I found.
Terrific.
Some things to, I know, isn't that fun?
Just what we want.
Just what we want. Right.
Yeah.
Just what we want.
A couple of videos to
oh,
watch.
Boy.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
all about educating you. Do you want to teach a person how to fish or do you want to give them a fish?
Mm.
You know?
Oh, I like that.
So you got to learn how your body got in that condition and how to prevent it in the future.
Monica, this sounds like a fascinating industry. Let me ask you, how did you get involved in this particular field?
That's my favorite question ever.
Great. See, I need you. I got the best question.
I love him. basically, I got sick, and I was in my early 30s, and I had done this detox program that was kind of hip and trendy at the time, and all my friends were doing it, so I wanted to be cool, and I just never recovered from it and kept getting sicker to the point where I couldn't work anymore, and I had to quit everything I was doing, and it just kept degrading and degrading. And I went to every doctor, and none of them could find anything wrong with me.
Wow. That sounds like something out of a movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I half the clients that come in to see me have that situation. Mm. And it's more common than you would think, because people are embarrassed to talk about it when a doctor can't find something wrong, because they feel stupid. And
You feel almost like you're a hypochondriac, yeah, I guess, at that point. You walk in there, and you've gone to doctors, 100%. And they can't tell you what you're doing. And so you see somebody else, and this is the deal here. So yeah, that's tough.
It's super invalidating. It makes you feel like you're making it up or you're being a baby.
Yeah.
And so you don't talk about it. So that's why nobody knows how many people are actually going through similar situations. I get to see them all, of course, in my office. But so I did go and try everything I could medically. I mean, I was raised by a scientist. I just didn't even know what holistic was.
Right. As I think many people that are familiar with
like you said earlier in the show, when you mentioned it, we hear of it, and I immediately think of it some kind of earth natural, non-medical related.
You don't give it a lot of thought.
I never even heard of it at the time. And so
you knew you needed more than a doctor. You didn't know where you needed to go.
And I didn't even know that. I thought maybe they were right and something was in my head. I started to doubt myself. But but for me, I had an event. I was lucky. I did this. I was totally fine before. And then I did this detox and got violently sick. So I had this event that I could track it to. Some people don't have that. So they do feel like it's in their head. And so a friend of mine that I ran into who knew I'd been going through this said, you know, what's going on with that? How have you been? And I'm like, honestly, nothing's working. I don't know what to do. I'm starting to feel like, I guess this is what it's like in your 30s.
Wow. Kind of scary.
Yeah,
kind of scary.
Yeah. And so she referred me to somebody in Orange County. And then it kind of just sort of went from there. Mm-hmm. You know, I realized there was more holistic opportunities out there, so I kept trying different ones. I basically threw spaghetti at the ceiling to see what stuck.
Sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to do that.
So you are in this field basically because you had your own health concerns,
yeah, and you kinda like
threw
fell
you
into
it.
Yeah. I basically was, you could say, guided into it.
That makes it that much more.
And you haven't looked back since.
No.
You turned this into a business.
Yeah.
And evidently a successful business. You're talking to the tastemakers today, so
that's right.
That's a good
I
sign right
be.
There for starters.
I
so
love
that,
it.
That's.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
That's a great story.
So, yeah. So let's shout out your website again.
It's www.mlhwellness.com.
And your phone number?
310-425-3045.
And you're open 5 days a week or 6 days a week?
4 days a week.
Four days a week.
Monday through Thursday.
Business must be good.
Nice. Yeah.
So stop the madness.
If somebody needs to get a consultation, they just call you up and they schedule an appointment. They say, I need to come in and get a consultation with you to exactly see what you can do for me.
Yeah, and you can book it online yourself as well. We have a book now button on the website, and we are running a special right now for a $125 discount.
Gotta love those specials.
Yeah, discounts are good.
Now, Monica, let me ask you this. Has anybody come into your office for a consultation and for whatever reason you just couldn't help them, or you said, that's not my thing?
It's not going to work. I can't help you with that.
Yeah, I do not take everybody on, and not everybody chooses to come on. Mm-hmm. The point of the consultation and exam is to see if it's the right fit for both parties. So sometimes if somebody's on too many medications, and I wouldn't want to interfere with their protocol because I can't counteract, you know, what a doctor is advising, or if, you know, somebody just isn't up for the commitment level and they're just looking for a quick fix, you know, then I don't feel that I'd be the right fit for them. But I always guide them to someone that might be a better fit.
Have you ever had anybody with some wacky, wacky request, like they came from planet Mars and said, I need a rod put through my head. Could you help me? Anything wacky? Wacky or quirky?
Well, I have had somebody bring in breast implants, and I mean the actual
oh boy
implant, and ask me to test it on them, and I
that
did.
Goes under that definitely falls under the wacky category.
But you know, this is LA, so
yeah.
I'm not really
anything's open.
It's open field, open game out there for sure.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, this filled me in on something that I knew nothing about.
It's been an educational hour, Mark, to say the least.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
It sounds like a reality show, so hopefully there's some producers
yes.
listening that want to contact Monica and get this thing going, because I think this is something I'd like to see.
Yeah, and we might have to bring you back for another segment, Monica, where we spend the whole hour.
I would love
that. Because
I
still need to get more. I can't comprehend everything that was just thrown at me in this last 25 minutes because it's too much to swallow in just a short period of time.
What would you say? And I may have asked you this question already, but I already forgot. I may be a brain fog.
I'm brain fogging.
But what is your number one reason that people cause people come to visit you?
We did cover
it. Yes, brain fog. Don't you remember?
Mark, what was it then?
Digestion.
I'm sorry, move on.
The digestion, that's right.
Digestion. No worries.
Because I thought you threw in digestion with something else too, so it would be digestion.
Yeah, digestion, and we talked a little about insomnia or fatigue. Energy, and for men,
it's not working
for middle-aged people, or do you see younger people?
You know, that's
more?
A really good question. The demographic definitely used to be over 35. I'd say between 35 and 55. I'm getting so many kids in their 20s now.
Yeah, just like the doctor earlier was talking about plastic surgery. It's getting younger.
100%.
Interesting.
Well, and kids are being put on meds a lot earlier nowadays too. I'm seeing people coming in, and they're even in their late 20s, early 30s on cholesterol meds and blood pressure meds. You never saw that 5 to 10 years ago.
That's crazy.
Doesn't seem right.
Well,
though.
Society's changing.
Yeah, all these commercials now for these,
these
drugs.
I think there's a lot of overprescribing going on. Yeah. If I'm permitted to say that,
on this show, you're permitted to say anything you want.
Anything.
Next thing you know, the FDA is walking
overprescribing.
Into my
office. That's a good thing. You know, I had a thing of the case of the kidney stones a few years ago. The first time I had it, and I went into my doctor, he shot me out to get the
MRI
first, and then the X-rays, and I'm thinking, why all this? And then right away, let me recommend you to a nutritionist, right off the way, and I'm thinking, I just got the kidney stones
for your
and right
third
away
time.
He shoot me off to the nutritionist, and I'm thinking, you know, I know he's probably getting a kickback from his nutritionist to shoot him over that way, but why right away to the nutritionist?
Well, first of all, they don't have the nutrition training. Every doctor I've spoken to has told me that flat out. And so much of health is nutrition, especially in this day and age, because we're dealing with GMOs all over the place in the U.S. They're not labeling them. These genetically modified foods are affecting the way the immune system's working. There's soil depletion, and there's a lot of the processed meats that you're eating are injected with antibiotics and hormones. Yeah, he's gone.
This is getting too complicated for the tastemakers this morning.
Yeah.
There you go.
But Monica, thanks.
The name of your company again?
MLH Wellness.
MHL Wellness.
MLH Wellness.
MLH. Brain fog. Yes. Brain fog.
In Los Angeles. Yes. And they could be reached at
310-425-3045.
Wow. I got to do a little bit more research on this subject. So next time we have Monica in, I'm at least a little bit more up to date.
Well, Mark, next week at our event on Tuesday, I think you need to spend some time at her table.
Well, you know how that goes.
I do.
Those events, those 8 hours go like by in 5 minutes, and there's no time to do anything.
Early.
Yeah, get there early.
Give us a, I'll do a little demo on you.
Because I need to.
demo on you. There you go.
I'm happy to do it.
Picking on this stuff. So
Monica, thank you so much for coming on today.
Me.
And we look forward to seeing you or hearing you again
next Tuesday.
And we'll see you next Tuesday on Rodeo Drive.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And, this is our first show back in a couple weeks, so it was great being back in the studio. And believe it or not, we are back on Storage Wars tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the ANE Network.
Don't miss it.
So if you've got nothing going on tonight, make sure you watch it at 7 p.m. If not, we'll see you again in 2 weeks. We won't be here next week because we're hosting our gifting suite on Rodeo Drive, our pre-Emmy suite. So, but you can still tune in for a rerun of a previous show. So, LATalkRadio.com, Channel 2, next week at 11 a.m. Thanks for listening, everybody, and do something fun today. Take care.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.